Hi everyone, welcome to the Sales Intel show, the Pipeline Pioneers, where our goal is to help everybody in the B2B industry to help generate the most robust revenue pipelines. We understand that pipeline is the heart and blood of any organization. And generating pipeline, we believe at Sales Intel that it's a team sport. It's no longer just BDR responsibility or the marketing manager's responsibility. It truly takes a village to build a robust revenue pipeline. Today, I'm excited to have James Kravick from Dragon 360 as our guest. James, how are you?
Good. Happy to be here.
Well, thank you so much for joining our podcast here. James, to start, give our audience a quick overview of your background and how in your role you help generate the pipeline.
Yeah, sure. So I actually, I feel like I have an interesting angle in compared to maybe some of the other guests on here. So I come agency side. So Dragon 360 is a paid media agency. I lead our paid media team. We work with B2B brands across, I've probably worked with hundreds of different B2B brands over the course of my 10 years, 11, 12 years doing this at this point. I also run all of our internal marketing. So I kind of have this like, agency and in-house thing going at the same time because, you know, I am heavily responsible for generating pipeline for Dragon 360 and heavily responsible for driving pipeline through paid media for on behalf of our clients. And like, honestly, it's like completely two different worlds, right? Like our ICP is typically like enterprise, like $100 million+ companies versus like our agency, which is a couple million dollars a year. So like, I see all spectrums, so I'm excited to dive into both today.
Well, that's great. So you have data points from hundreds of clients that you're helping generate the pipeline. So I'm excited to dive deeper into your experiences. So James, last year was hard, right? It was hard for a lot of our businesses where generating pipeline was tough, converting those pipelines to revenue was difficult, and many companies just did not meet their revenue goals, right? And now we can look back and see what were the mistakes that we made, right? If you were to look back at 2023 and pick one mistake that you think you made or the clients that you were helping made in pipeline generation, what will that be and what's the lesson learned from that?
Yeah, so honestly, I'll start with us because I honestly feel like there's a little bit more of a story here. So being agency side and selling services is a lot different than selling tech, right? Like there's a lot more consultative sales, like, you know, and I think where we have struggled for an agency, honestly, for years is more around like our positioning rather than, you know, spending more in paid media or doing more tactics, because like the reality is like we are consultants and like our approach has always been like custom. So if you go back and you look at like reviews from our client, like people always say like, you know, how do you know what you're good at to go like talk to your clients, right? And they ask you, right? And if you read our reviews, they're like, oh, like we really like how Dragon 360 handholds us through things. They have a custom approach, blah, 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 blah. But like from a marketing perspective, that's like wildly difficult to articulate, right? If I came to you as an agency, I was like, yeah, we're custom and we kind of like put in more effort than other clients, you'd kind of be like, okay, cool. That doesn't really mean anything to me. Versus if I was able to walk you through our standard process of start to finish of how we approach and kind of like how we're different from other agencies. So like we've been taking the last probably 6 months or so and like really refining our messaging and positioning and honestly like working on productizing our services so that we're not selling custom solutions to everybody. And I honestly think that in the tech space, it's like selling tools, SaaS products, like it's very similar, right? Like I think that there's a lot of founders out there who are focused on selling, you know, was it, I don't know if you listen to like Anthony Pieri a lot, but he made this comment. He's a big time product marketer. He made this comment around like how founders set their positioning to, there's like positioning that's focused on investors and like positioning that's focused on like who your actual customers are, and you need to be positioned to sell to who your customers are and not, you know, this the future state, right? Like you're not selling like the vision, you're not selling the future. And I think that that's like one of the things that we even see in like the paid media side, right? So like, you know, we are getting messaging and ads from our clients that are put together by like the product marketing team. And, you know, I can tell you every ad, it doesn't even matter what the product or who they're serving is. Like in B2B, it's about like saving time and money, right? Like that's what every product does. It saves you time and money. And I think the huge mistake that we see on the client side is like, that message doesn't resonate with people. There's like no emotional trigger for it. There's no emotion behind that message. And you focus on like, it's always focus people. One of the things that people always say, and it's kind of like a cliche, is like people buy on emotion and like justify with logic. And in B2B, like, and we're so heavily focused on this content that is like the logical reasoning to buying something, saves time and money, versus like the emotional trigger of like how it actually makes your day better. And I think that from the ad side of things, like that messaging like doesn't really work anymore. And this is where we can start learning from D2C, like tying in some of that emotional element. So that's like, and I was diving into your next question. That's one of the things I'm excited about in the future, because I think a lot of companies are starting to go in that direction.
Okay. That's great. So to sum this thing up, what mistakes that companies that you were helping generate the pipeline and your company made was not having that precise messaging, right?
Yeah.
Then this year, what are you most excited about? Is this the messaging that you are trying to figure out the emotional connection of the messaging with your buyers? Or is it a new experiment that you are looking forward to do that will help you generate better pipeline?
Yeah. I mean, internally for us, I just feel like we are finally in a position where we have messaging and positioning that we can scale out and test different channels, period. Right. Yep. On the agency side, like you are always your worst client at the end of the day. Unfortunately, that's just kind of how it ends up working. Your marketing marketers is just like hard. So now we have like messaging and positioning that's in place that we can take to paid media. We can take to pitch events at conferences. We can, be way more active on LinkedIn and have more of a distinct message. And not, I feel like last year, for example, in LinkedIn, like we got really lost in the echo chamber of LinkedIn saying the same stuff as everybody else.
Yep.
Now we have a defined message. And then, I mean, kind of diving into our message, so what I'm excited about to like take to our clients is that there's been a huge focus. Again, if you're in the LinkedIn echo chamber, I'm going to keep kind of using that terminology. You always hear about people complain about the alignment between like sales and marketing. Mm-hmm. And what do you hear from them? Like, oh, you need to talk. They need to talk to each other more. They need to have shared goals. They need to have blah, 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 blah. But the reality is that, yeah, that's good and I'm all for it. But the process is broken a lot earlier on, and it happens between, quite frankly, like product marketing teams and demand gen teams, where mm-hmm. product marketing is heavily focused on messaging, positioning, everything about like the message and like audience research, all that stuff is owned by product marketing. Demand gen is about how can we get leads? And what happens is like product marketing does all this research. They hand it off to the demand gen team and they're like, okay, here's the white paper that we created, like go get leads. And this year, like our huge focus as an agency is like getting much more involved in the campaign planning process to fix that disconnect between product marketing teams and demand gen teams, so that product marketers are thinking about how they're going to distribute content, you mm-hmm. know, like building content and messaging that is built for advertising and built for, I mean, whatever distribution channel, honestly. And the demand gen team actually getting involved in customer research and getting more, a better understanding of who the customer, because then you're going to have like, way better, more thought out campaigns. And you can actually hit the different angles. Like we kind of look at an agency of covering like four different angles with all of your messaging, right? So like pain points, common objections, product education, and social proof. And like the main thing that we think of when kind of essentially like segmenting our audience is there is your champion in the deal, right? So like if you are in sales, think about like in any sales process, like you have to earn trust with the champion first, right? Before you move on to the rest of the buyer's committee. And with the champion, like I said before, people buy on emotion and justify with logic. Like you have to have an emotional trigger before they even care about anything else product-wise, right? Like, you know, who's doing really well with this right now? You're going to hate to hear it, Apollo. Like, I feel like what they're doing in their messaging is like, is very, very good with that right now. And then once you've kind of earned that trust, like you can focus on those other three points: common objections, product education, and social proof, because those are more around the justification, which B2B always focuses on. So that's like a framework that we've been, honestly, like we've been doing for years, but like,
but I think this year your focus is to bring that framework for everybody.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
And get that message out there a lot more and kind of, and almost standardize the process.
That is awesome. That's awesome, James. James, now you're going to shift the gears and you know, do a working exercise here. So let me share my screen and explain how this is going to work.
There it is.
There it is. All right. So here's how this exercise will go. You have 100 pennies, right? There are 10 coins here. Each coin is worth 10 pennies. And then here are different channels, because growth comes from different channels in marketing. Pipeline is generated through different channels, you know, product-led growth, sales, marketing, community partnership, and so on and so forth. So the objective here, James, is for you to place your bets, to use these 100 pennies to generate the most optimal pipeline for your business or for your client, right? How would you distribute these 100 pennies? At the end of that, I'll show you how has the community spent their $100 pennies, and how does your 100 penny investment stack up against that? Okay. All right. So
let's go. All right. So I'm going to go in deep right off the bat. So first of all, this is for Dragon 360, our agency. I feel like that's just what I want to focus on.
Yep.
I would put 50 of those pennies in partnerships.
That's a big bet, buddy. Here.
I am a big fan of, I'll call it the Nearbound movement. And so the reason why I think partnerships are important, because partnerships can be tied into all of these, right? Like partnerships can be tied into events, partnerships can be tied into community, partnerships definitely can be tied into marketing. I mean, it's especially like in our space where business is so heavily reliant on like word of mouth and referrals, like partnerships is definitely the number one thing. Founder definitely gets one.
Okay. Founders get one.
Events definitely gets one.
All right.
Community definitely gets one.
You get one for community.
And man, customer is an interesting one. How do you define customers? Are you defining it as like
customers being your champions and they giving you the referrals and
I think we have to throw at least something in there.
All right.
And then of course marketing. We made 10 pennies for marketing as a marketing agency.
Okay.
Brand sale. I mean, yeah. Sales is it's interesting because we are throwing some pennies in sales for once this year, but I don't know. My pennies are in partnership.
Customer, marketing, and community, right?
Maybe you can throw one of those partnership pennies in sales.
In sales. Okay.
It's interesting because like agency side, like we're heavily like, you know, who's the sales team is like me and our CEO, right? But ironically, this year we have a plan to potentially build out a sales team. So
that's great.
I have to put something there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, look, lots of companies are continuing with the sales led motion. So here, James, is how industry, you know, as a whole, made their bets in 2023, right? This is where the pennies were distributed, those 100 pennies. And now let's overlay your pennies on top of this graph. James. So James, blue is the community as a whole, and orange color is yours. Now, when you look at this graph, when you look at this chart, is there something that surprises you?
So something that surprises me, well, and I guess it depends on who you've been interviewing, because sales led, I would expect to be that way, honestly. You know, it's almost like, you know, when looking at this, it looks like some things are being defaulted back to traditional B2B trends, honestly. I mean, I could tell you that there's a lot more people focusing on founder-led stuff, partnerships, customer-led, you know, but, you know, the default is always going to be sales-led followed by marketing. So I think it makes a lot of sense. I think the piece, like I said, with partnerships is like, partnerships can be attached to every single thing on here. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's overlooked.
No, but being diligent about striking the right partnerships, because not all partnerships work, right? Sometimes you know, have a bunch of partnerships and there's no revenue that gets attributed to that. Right? So the fact that you have put, you know, 40% of your pennies on partnership, I would love to chat with you, you know, 6 months down the road and see how that initiative is coming together. But James, thank you so much. This was fun. This was very helpful. I'm sure our audience are going to benefit from your insights, and looking forward to staying in touch and bringing you back on this podcast.
Sounds good. I'm excited.
Thanks, James.
Yep. Take care.